Andy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We recently were chatting, and you were telling me that you were at an interesting supplemental appropriations bill a meeting, and revenue sharing for cities was potentially going to be cut if the appropriations bill didn't pass. And I wanted to get caught up with you and find out where we stand with that.
Well, we stand in a pretty good place right now, and for those of your listeners who aren't familiar with revenue sharing, it's in essence the dollars that have been committed to cities and municipalities for their operations. It's money that was promised to them years ago, and we've been getting less and less of it. The committee, it went well in terms of ensuring dollars are not going to be cut that are supposed to go towards our communities. The governor's proposal passed the committee and then passed the House of Representatives later that day. So the indications we were receiving that $120 million or so that's supposed to go to communities will not be cut. And that's a positive thing to make sure we can keep police on the streets and firefighters and take care of the services that folks are expecting from their local government.
When is the Senate vote?
The Senate comes back September 7th. I assume that it'll be shortly after they come back. The indications are that they're going to move what the governor had planned, so I would expect it'll be shortly after Labor Day, but you know, don't hold me to that. I don't run the Senate.
Any idea how much of those funds will come to Ingham County?
It's divided up by city, so a good chunk of it goes to Lansing, a good chunk of it goes to East Lansing, Mason, I believe Meridian gets. I don't know exactly how much because there's a complicated formula that I don't know off the top of my head, but enough that it would make a difference.
It'll make a huge difference because in our conversations with you wearing the Ingham County Commissioner hat, the budget process has been tough, and it's going to get tougher.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's the same conversation you and I can have, it seems like, every year at this time. The county is short somewhere between $6 and $7 million this year, same thing last year. And, you know, we have to look at one-year fixes we can do, hiring freezes, things like that, and then we have to examine what services we need to cut back on, and it's the same conversation I've been having with constituents and reporters and citizens, seems, for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's definitely not easy, but it's something we have to do. We have to have a balanced budget, and you know, this is the conversation we're going to have, and we look like we're in okay shape going into next year. We just started our budget, and we're going to be doing it over the next month, and we have a new controller whose name is Mary Lanois, who used to work in the administration, and she put together a fantastic product for us to review.
Do you anticipate that there will be discussion or any movement on the possibility of raising taxes?
Maybe. You know, we don't have the option. We really don't have a lot of room under the Headley cap, which is the maximum that we can set taxes at. So there could be. There's always the possibility of targeted millages, you know, in essence, a tax for a specific purpose. We already have put on the ballot in November the zoo renewal, but that's not raising taxes, it's just a renewal. There are a variety of other possibilities out there. We're looking at trying to secure economic development programs and other things. So possibly, but not, you know, it's not like we can take the income tax and raise it, a percent or whatever. It doesn't quite work that way, and we're gonna see what we can do with what we have, and see what we need otherwise. And if we need special taxes for special services, then I think we would consider that. But I don't know that it's not like the legislature increasing the sales tax or increasing the income tax.
You're listening to Andy Shore, and he's an Ingham County Commissioner and also with the Michigan Municipal League on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Andy, wanted to get your take on the new 911 center. It appears that it's going to be good for East Lansing, that it's going to be good for Lansing, and that it's going to be good for Ingham County as it's going to be built here, and it's going to save all involved a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. This has been a process that's been going on for a while now. We did a study. We wanted to make sure there would be savings, and there will be. We're consolidating two separate offices, which is, realistically, if you go all the way back, there used to be 20 or so 911 centers. Now we're going to have one center for Ingham County. It's going to be on Jolly Road in South Lansing. It's going to dispatch for whenever they get a 911 call. And it will be efficient. It will have new equipment, but it will save money over the long run. We all pay a 911 millage that goes into this fund, so the money is there. The build should start, we're assuming, in the next few months. We've got all the approvals from all the local units of government. We've got our contracts set and ready to go. I think we have one more approval that has to happen in 2 weeks when the building authority approves it, and then we're good to go, and it'll be constructed, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be a more efficient 911 center. It's going to, we're going to save some money over the long run. So it's exciting, and I think this is a good regional effort. It's a good, efficient government product. I've had people ask, when are you going to combine with Eaton County and Clinton County? And, that's kind of the next potential step, but we have different millage rates and different service products. So potentially that's the next step. But for now, we've taken a pretty big one. It's a long time in coming, and I'm excited about it because it's going to be taxpayer savings and, efficient government that's going to work really well.
Do you have any idea how much this will save Ingham County?
Oh, Lord, I see a variety of different projections, $10 million over a few years, $100 million as you extend it forward. It's a few million each year once it all gets set up. So, it just depends on how many years out, but it's going to be in the millions. So that's good news.
It would seem the main concern is a backup for the center, because if Lansing goes down, East Lansing's there and vice versa. What's going to happen should the center go down?
They have built-in redundancies, so they're off-site backups, but it just the way East Lansing and Lansing works right now is you've got two independently run centers that are doing their own thing. They do back each other up, and we will have backups built in. There's no doubt about that. It's required. It's part of the 911 service. We're just not going to have two staffed, physical, separate locations dispatching to different parts of the county.
Anything new and newsy that you're working on, or that the Board of Commissioners is working on?
Well, we just, starting into our budget, we've done a whole series of different issues and things. We're retooling some of our economic development positions. We've got a whole slew of things. Anybody who actually is interested in Ingham County government, I write a blog every week. And it's been pretty popular, so anybody who's interested can go to my blog, and I try and keep people updated. We've got a lot of different issues, but the biggest thing right now is going to be the budget and finalizing the budget and making sure that we don't cut services people expect, or we don't leave federal money on the table, and that's going to be the biggest thing. And that started on Wednesday, and county services and all of our different committees, human services, and judiciary, law enforcement, we're all going to have budget hearings. So that'll be our biggest thing over the next month.
What's the address for that blog?
It's shoreblog.blogspot.com, or you can go to ingham.org, and under commissioners, I have it there. So it's shoreblog.blogspot.com. Or you can, or Facebook friend me, and I send out an email every week letting folks know that it's been updated. So anyone who's out there who wants to see that information, just send me a Facebook friend request. I'll accept it, and you can get it from there.
Andy, and before I let you go, one more thing about this 911 center. During the gubernatorial campaign for the Republican side, we had Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard on quite a bit, and he talked about the merging of services. And even though I believe this process has taken 5 or 6 years for this 911 center, this could be, at the forefront and leading folks to consider that. As you know, when you do things like this, people's turf gets stepped on. People wonder about jobs. Unions are concerned about that. But in what you were able to do, and although it took a long time, you still were able to keep jobs and save money and merge services, which will be more efficient.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually heard some of the plans. Sheriff Bouchard, there's some things in the legislature. Some people are being extremely aggressive, and there was a bill in the legislature that would require 250,000 people or whatever. You have to have one center for every 250,000, and there are certain things that aren't being considered when they say you have to have that, because it's not just. I mean, you're right. The labor agreements on their own were complicated because you have to get all the contracts in sync. But when you start going different counties and different areas that pay wildly different tax rates. I mean, we pay more in Ingham County because our citizens in Ingham County expect greater services. In Clinton and Eaton County, they pay less, and they get significantly less services. So we'd have to, in essence, match tax rates and things like that. It is extremely more complicated when you cross areas that have higher services and agree to pay more for it, as opposed to areas that don't. So, you know, you'd have to equalize that, because regionalism needs to be about everybody putting in and everybody giving, and it's just very different to do that. So I think it's worthwhile to look at, you know, statewide how we can regionalize these kinds of services. But it is kind of a step-by-step process. And I think we are a leader. I appreciate what you said, because I think we are a leader in what we're doing. And actually, last week we had a resolution we passed with our 911 services where we combined with Eaton, Clinton, and Livingston counties for a new phone system. You know, it's not the whole thing. It's a small thing, but it is saving money on one cooperative phone system. So it may be piece by piece, but I think we can get there regionally. I think that's possible. So I kind of agree with the sheriff and what some folks are saying, but it may be a little longer to get there than they might want.
All right. Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Great. Thanks, Tony. Thanks.